Okay, we're picking up the halachas of the 9 days. We're finishing up the halacha to actually launder, and then we're going to get into, at least for Ashkenazim, very nogea this year, the isser, to wear freshly laundered clothing. There's two separate issers. So now, it's important to note that the Gemara says that Rav Sheshes Amar, that even afilu chabes laniach asr, that there's an independent isser just to launder, as we mentioned, either Masiach Das or because of Simcha, whatever the reason is, it's asr even to launder if you're not even planning on wearing the clean clothing. Not just that you'll have the clean clothing, the laundering itself is asr. And all the Rishonim came out, all the Rishonim Paskin, like this Rav Sheshes, the Rav, the Rif, all the classic Rishonim that we use la'alacha, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes that. For Svardim, it's only going to be a Shavuot Shechalba, which we already pointed out doesn't exist this year, so for Sephardim, you don't have the issue, but for Ashkenazim, we are going to be machmir during the 9 days not to launder, even if we don't plan on wearing the clothing. So that's very important to note that. Now, it's important also to note that it's not usher to, according to Rova Poskim, according to Rav Yashar Roshlomo Zalman, it's not usher to just clean off, even if it's a few stains, you have 3-4 stains in your shirt, to rinse it off and clean it, that's not called kibbus. Rav Moshe even says it by the lachas of Chol HaMoed, which it may be an Isser D'Oraisa to launder if it's not Latzorach HaMoed. So that Rav Moshe is mekel on even there also. So Lepashas, he would say the same thing with regards to here, that it's not kibbutz. But even Beferish or Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashiv, we're talking about the 9 days, and they said that that's not called the kibbutz, that's Usser during this time. But there is a chumrah from the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish is quoted as being makbid. So a person who generally follows chumrah of the Chazon Ish, then you have a chumrah over here as well. But it seems to be the majority of the poskim are mekel with regards to cleaning off, just cleaning off a few stains. Now, when it comes to dry cleaning, that also is usr. That's going to be usr even to just press your suit. It's clean already. You just want to press it. That is also going to be, that's the poskim, the Rav Moshe and other thing, Rav Vadya, they both say that that is the din, even if there isn't necessarily water there, that they use other stuff, and therefore it's going to be usher. So that's another important halacha. So now, when it comes to the halachas of Avelis, based on Maseches Machos, that during the Shloshim, it's usher for an Avel to wear freshly laundered clothing. So the Eitzah there was that they can give it to his friend who's not an Avelis, and his friend can wear it, and then he would be allowed to wear it because it's not considered freshly laundered anymore. So the Rishonim do quote this day in the Shavuot Shechalbo would have the same parameters. The Ramban writes that the Shavuot Shechalbo, again, Sephardim don't have this issue whatsoever, but for Ashkenazim, it's going to be the whole 9 days, that it's usher to wear freshly laundered clothing. And that is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tafkuf Nun Aleph Se'if Gimel. He quotes this based on the Ran, the Ramban, many Rishonim, Rashba, it seems to me that's like all Rishonim, that to wear it, if it's freshly laundered, is going to be Asr, and the Ramah points out, and those are Ashkenazim, the word Makvid, already from Rosh Chodesh. Now, it's very important to note that the Rishonim also include in this Isser something which I don't think people are as familiar with, not just your clothing, but even your bed sheets and things of the like, even towels, towels used for the shower, and even hand towels is quoted by the poskim lechumra. The Shulchan Aruch writes that even Maspachas Eodayim is going to be Usser, and that's the Chuvas Vaganazar Sturbach Slita. He says, I don't understand why the Menag Olam is to be Mekel on the hand towels. I have to find a heter for that. Also, the Revos Ephraim explains, the Revos Talmud of Rav Moshe Ephraim Greenblatt, he says also they try to explain why people are not careful with regards to using the dish towels and stuff that are freshly laundered. And also, you should try your best, at least, so if you have the chance now, is keep some of those towels. I would say that maybe we run out of them, we don't have them enough, so maybe that's a potential heter. I'm going to try to consult with a posek, Be'ez Hashem, to get a heter for that. But that is important to note, that that's going to be a problematic. So, with regards to when it comes to what's called big day, Moshe coined like big day zeah, things that are just like your undershirt, your socks, your underwear, those are things that they get often very sweaty, and those are things that a person just wants to change. They're not necessarily considered like wearing fresh laundered clothing. That's what Rav Moshe wanted to tina, that would be something that if a person needs them, that he would be allowed to change them. Rav Shlomo Zalman and the Tzitz Eliezer, they also quote this way, that would be another heter as well. However, there are those who are makbid, the Ben Yishchai writes that you should wear even these things beforehand as well. Rav Nissen Karelitz and Magaron Kloshlit is also very makbid about this, that you should wear those clothing as well. So what does it mean, wear those clothing as well? We just said that when it comes to an avel, you could give it to somebody else to wear them, and that's not considered fleshly laundered. So you could do that with your own clothing, and that's the answer that's recommended. If a person, you know, has a hard time being able excuse me, if the person has a hard time being able to wear that one shirt for the whole week, so the poskim recommend that a person should wear the clothing that he needs for the following week. But it's also pointed out that you shouldn't, you know, wear eight different shirts, so that you're supposed to have during this time period. It's not recommended to wear eight shirts. You wear whatever you normally wear. Let's say a person has five working days a week, so he wears, you know, let's say four shirts. So, you know, wear three shirts this week, or two shirts even, if you're able to. If you want to keep a backup, okay, fine. Maybe you're afraid that it'll all get dirty and it's embarrassing to go to work, whatever it is, you can keep it as a backup. But the etzem, you should be minimizing the amount of clean clothing that you're wearing, because that the whole point is that we're supposed to be remembering the Beis HaMikdash, and as part of the Avilus, we don't want to wear clean clothing to remind ourselves of that discomfort that we're supposed to be having during this week. So I'd recommend whatever normal amount you wear, you should try to do a little bit less than that during this week. Again, obviously if it's dirty and you're embarrassed to walk around like that, for sure you could wear the other one that you prepared, but that's something that's pointed out. So how long do you have to wear? Again, so you're wearing your shirt, you're wearing your pants, so those are a makbed, even on the undergarments, it's a little bit more, and you have to put all those undergarments. So how long do you have to wear them for? So the Ben Ish Chai is quoted as the saying, even up to an hour. That's quoted by the Kaf Chaim, and even other places the Ben Ish Chai even says longer, maybe 2 hours. However, in the Nir Ali Yoshev, they write, whatever the time it takes, it doesn't have that, you know, like that freshly laundered feel that you have. So they quote over the Nir Ali Yoshev that Mistama is probably around, you have to, it depends on the type of shirt. If it's like a really nice dress, it might take a little bit longer. But he said, Ba'etzem, it's something which he thinks should be around a half hour. So that's a very important note, la'alacha, that you should be taking care of, really, tonight and tomorrow, is wearing the clothing you potentially want to be wearing for the next week. Now, another hetter that's brought down in some poskim is regarding throwing them on the floor. Just yourself, like making them that they're not, don't have that freshly laundered set, feel anymore. The Minchas Yitzchak quotes that in the Shas Chak, where you forgot to, whatever the reason was. However, Rishlomo Zalman says he does not like that. He doesn't like that answer. He doesn't think that that's something which is going to be, that's totally prepared. And he also, and this is what I was just saying before, he doesn't like that that a person is preparing 15 different shirts for the next week. He said that it's a person taking shortcuts in the halacha. The halacha is, you're supposed to be feeling discomfort. So that, as Ryan pointed out, you should be wearing a little bit less than you normally wear in terms of the begadim that you have. Okay, one last shayla I guess we'll get into is also, can you wear them on Shabbos? You realize you forgot that you made the mistake on Friday, you forgot that before Friday, and now it's Shabbos, and you have the whole week, so can you put on a few shirts that you'll be wearing the week? So Allah said, no, that's hachana. Many of the Ben Ish Chai, others quote that that's a chan, you're not allowed to do that. However, others say that if you wear them on Shabbos morning and you change them to other ones, let's say you're makbid for Big Day Zeah, so you put on another pair of socks, so then if you generally never wear those socks because they're weekday socks, then the chora is pashat achana, because that's something which is going to be something which you only wear on weekday. Now you're wearing them on Shabbos, that's definitely not going to be a potential heter. And there is a shaylev, can you this week, can I ask next week, I forgot, can you ask a Sephardi to wear it for you? For him, it's totally mutter. So if you ask him to put on the shirt for 5 minutes, where it's now, so I think in the Shas and Chak, there are those who are making on that shayla. That, everyone have to consult the Rav with that last shayla. And Be'ez Hashem, we will continue with more of the lachas of the 9 days, Be'ez Hashem, in the upcoming halachas.